The following show is a list of several different on-air performances and interviews with Reverend Debbie and callers that we do every Friday on our radio station, WGLQ, 97.1 out of Escanaba, Michigan. But what we have, first of all, is we wanted to find out more about Flight 370. So you're going to hear on the air what Debbie had to say, the angels had to say about the Malaysian flight. It is the big mystery, one of the big mysteries of our time. Just seems unbelievable that that plane has disappeared. Now, by the time we air this, maybe something will come forward, or maybe something will validate what she has to say. We thought that would be kind of interesting. Also, what you're going to hear on this is several different people that have called us within the last couple of weeks on the radio, just short little things, Debbie talking to different people as they call in. You have told people things and they've come forward. So we know that the future is not a guaranteed thing, but now what we're trying to do is look at something that maybe has happened and what you see. So do you want to ask the angels about what happened to Flight 370 in Malaysia? Because it's a mystery. It's like nothing I've seen before with a major airliner.
It's exactly, especially in this day and age with the technology that we have. And like they say, they can track you. They can, golly gee, satellites can see your cotton picking license plate number. So it's why can't we find a big plane?
Right.
And I've got to say that I've been asked this question a couple of times, and I myself did some questioning of the angels. And what they showed me is, I have to say that I did get the visual of a plane going down in the water. I do see it going down nose first. My perception from what they showed me is it would be southwest of Indonesia in the Indian Ocean. And that is the vicinity that I saw it in. Also, as I ask if this was terrorist-based or perhaps, you know, intentionally based, no, I do not get that at all. So my perception from what I'm seeing is, I've already described the location. I've already described what I see happening. I'm waiting to see if I do see some flames. It looks like there might be some fire towards the back end of it. Now that I'm looking, it looks like there might be, I don't know if this is just real, real heavy smoke. There might be a few little flames that are coming out. But this is like from the back end of the plane, almost from the jeepers. This isn't even the engines on the wings. This is odd. Wait. Nope, I do see some smokish black smoke coming like from that area, but there's like flamage kind of like on the underneath, under the belly thing. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Is there anything there? I don't even know how.
The engines are close by on the wings.
This is true, but I don't know how, you know, what parts are where on a plane, but it does feel like it's towards the end on the underneath, and that's where I do see stuff, stuff.
But you don't believe that something, this is a mechanical problem, there was an issue that was an accident and not something that was done correctly?
I don't feel this does not feel that it is intentional. It does not feel that it's intentional.
Why would the pilot make a sharp left and go towards the Indian Ocean? That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. I know it. I don't know. I have no answer for that because I haven't asked them that. All I can say is that's where I see. That's the only thing that they show me.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Reverend Debbie, and how can I help you today?
I have two questions. I would like to know if you can tell me the angels that are around me, who they are, and if they can give me any insight of what they see for my future.
I can tell you this, as far as which angels are around you, and this is for everybody. Each and every one of us has a guardian angel that is with us 24/7 for our entire lifetimes, and they never leave us, ever, 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 so I can tell you that. And typically, everybody has at least one. Many of us have two. Many have three. And at any given moment in life, if we need extra blessings, if we need extra support, then extra angels come to our aid. Now, as far as for you, I get one guardian angel around you. I get two other angels that are coming in right now. Are you facing some kind of a health issue right now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's why they're there with you. They're advising that you do pay attention to this and don't brush it under the rug or say, yeah, well, whatever, I'll deal with it later or however, whatever. So they are asking that you do pay attention to this and that you do deal with this and do listen to your doctor's advice and follow that and do your own research, they're saying, too. So they want you to also take a holistic approach. So whether this is, whether you do yoga, tai chi, meditation, they do ask that you do this, too. And you're going to be all right as long as you do these things. And you had a second question, and what was that?
I guess I would like to know some specifics of who is with me.
Okay, so then we would be asking about those that have crossed over on the other side, loved ones. Is this correct?
Yes.
All right. I feel okay. Wow, this is a male energy. I don't know if this is grandfather, or if this is father. I think this is grandfather, though. The way he's, I do believe that this is grandfather. He's talking about. Were you? Wow, were you in a some kind of an accident? I'm going to say within the last. This feels like it's been within the last couple of years. I don't know if this was an automobile accident or if this is some kind of an accident at work or just you could have been out running around and or riding your bike and fell. Does this make sense to you so far?
I was in a car accident last August.
Okay, well, then that would certainly be appropriate. Grandfather wants you to know that he was, and I've got to say, I do believe this is grandfather, that he was there with you. He made sure that, wait a minute. This, okay, he tells me that this is an accident that could have been much more, he was with you. And because of him being there and his guidance and, of course, your angel's guidance and helping and support, this wasn't as traumatic as it could have been. It could have been more physically devastating. Does that make sense, and is that appropriate?
Yes. I guess I'd just like to know which grandpa, because both of my, if it is one of my grandfathers, they both have passed, if he can give me more clarification.
I'll ask and see if he can tell me. This grandfather looks to be a little bit on the taller side, I can tell you that. Okay, who's the taller? Okay, you've got one grandfather who's a little bit taller and one who's not quite as much. Does that make sense to you so far?
Yes.
Okay, it's the taller grandfather who was with you.
Okay.
All right.
Can you get an initial or a name from this grandfather?
This might be a P? That's kind of hard. Ooh. Sometimes a P can also be a D. It can also be a T. I know that sounds weird to some people. Sometimes the angels, and our listener for your benefit also and your information, a lot of times the angels will either they can even shout a name at me so loud that I'm like, whoa. And then sometimes they'll show me an initial, and then other times it's like they say it, but it's hard for me to hear. It's almost like if they were on one side of the street and I was on the other, and there was a really stiff wind that was going in between us, and sometimes you only pick up a part of a name or an initial. So it's either PDT, something like that. I don't know if that is in keeping with this particular grandfather. Perhaps it goes to the other grandfather, but that is an initial that I get.
Does initials mean anything to you, listener? Caller?
His last name would have started with a D.
Okay. Well, that initial is with him, and that definitely would apply. So I hope this has been helpful.
Yes. Hi, it's Heather.
Hi, Heather. This is Debbie, and how can I help you?
Well, I'm just having a little problem in the local life department. I was wondering if you could give me any guidance and if there's anything that I can actually look forward to for the future.
Okay, sure. There is somebody who's involved in your life right now currently. It feels like the angels are telling me, and I don't know if it's, I don't know if this person doesn't want to, if this person doesn't want to leave or separate from you, or if it's you who doesn't want them to leave. It feels like it might be more of them that they're trying to, they give me the visual of this person trying to grab onto you. Does this make sense so far?
Yes, it does.
Yep. And this person, really, for the greater good, it would be best if you both went your separate ways. Better for you. They tell me there's a lot more peace and serenity that would be coming to you. This person's carries a very chaotic energy. Does that make sense to you so far?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I'd say it's best, of course, with kindness and gentle and grace, but let this person know it's best that you go your own way for their own growth and, of course, for yours, okay?
Yeah, because it's just been causing me a lot of anxiety and stress, and it's really hard to deal with, I guess, in the long run.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And please, you know, when we hold on to something or someone or a situation that isn't for our greater good, and if it brings us chaos, if it brings us stress, it's not for us. And it's okay to let that go, because you can't, the blessings, the better things can't come to you if there's already a whole bunch of other stuff in the way. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes, it does.
Good, good. Yeah.
But I do have one other question.
Of course.
There's a certain someone that I recently came across that came into my life that I have feelings for. I just wondered if maybe he could be the one.
Sure. Is this person, is there a school connection, or is there just, I don't know if this person used to live in the neighborhood. There's some kind of a past connection with this one person that's coming through. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. It feels like it would be okay for right now. It doesn't feel like there's a huge, big, what do I want to say? I'm not seeing like a huge, deep future yet with that person. There is the past, and it's okay, you know, for reminiscing and rekindling and renewing with each other. That's all right. Whether that's going to go on from there and go deeper, at this point, I'm not seeing that, but that doesn't mean that it's not there either. It's just right now, you know, God gave us all free will, so right now it's kind of waiting to see where you both are going to go.
Thank you very much. That's really helpful.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much, Heather. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too, Lynn.
So, we have a caller on the line, and we're going to go to that caller. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Hi, this is Reverend Debbie. How can I be of assistance to you today?
I was wondering if you can feel anybody around me.
There's a female energy that's around you. Honestly, this female energy feels like a younger person. She does not carry a grandmother or mother energy. She's got a younger energy, but not quite a child. Does this make sense to you so far? Well, I mean, jeepers,
yes.
That could be anybody. Okay. And she's talking about, she's giving me the color yellow. I'm not quite sure what she means with the yellow. I don't know if this is, okay, wait, she's showing me, I don't know if this is yellow dress, a yellow coat, a yellow, could be a yellow raincoat. I don't know if this makes sense to you yet so far.
No, not yet.
Yeah, kind of. It's kind of silly when they show me things like that, but let me see if she can tell me any more. She's talking about, I don't know if this person, if spring, what is it about spring? Wow. Okay, boy, she's talking about something about the springtime, and I don't know if this is a time of year that was, I don't know if this is a person, you know, honestly, she makes me feel like she was somebody who was bedridden, or she was at least, you know, towards the end of, before she transitioned, she was bedridden, and when she shows me the springtime and also yellow, and she shows me this is daffodils, so that does go into springtime. I don't know if that's a time of year when she passed. Or
yeah.
does that make sense then?
Yeah.
Okay. Please, she would just want you to know that she is fine. I don't know if you've really been really wondering about her or worrying about her lately. Please know she's okay. Well, she wants you to know she's doing fantastic. And please don't worry about her. And her transition was quite easy. She's also letting you know. Does that help?
Yep. Yeah. Do you feel anybody else around me?
Do you have a, is there a dog? Do you have a dog on the other side?
Yeah.
Okay. And a brownish color, not quite the light golden of a golden retriever, but not a really deep brown either. Kind of a brownish color. That's the best way I can describe it. Please know that your dog's over there too, because all of our pets always stay around us, whether they're in spirit or in body.
Yep.
I hope this was helpful.
Okay.
Is that a description of your dog at all?
Yeah, a few of my dogs, actually.
Oh, a few of them. Okay, well, there's one that comes through. She's a female, by the way. She carries a female energy. So
okay.
I don't know if she was one who was particularly close to you or...
Yes.
Okay, good. Please know she's around you.
Okay. You don't feel any young males around me at all?
You know, not immediately, but I really don't have, you know, if I were to sit down and take a little bit longer time, go a little bit deeper, I may, but right now who comes forth right away is boom, boom, this female and the dog.
My daughter. Okay.
Oh, I'm so glad it's her. Please know she's doing fantastic and still around you, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Reverend Debbie. How can I help you?
Hi, Debbie. Hi, TJ.
Hello.
Actually, Debbie, I had talked to you back in December. I can't believe it was that long ago, but you had mentioned when I talked to you that something was going to be happening financially or, you know, work-related starting in March. You said you really felt March.
Okay.
And something has just started.
Okay.
The ball is rolling, and things are just kind of falling into place.
I love it. Go ahead.
One thing after another, and I was just wondering, do the angels have my back on this? Do you see this as being, like, my calling?
Thank you for, number one, thank you for the validation. I certainly appreciate that because it helps that I know that I'm getting the messages correctly and conveying them accurately. For you, what I'm definitely getting, they're saying just go with the flow. It's kind of like they're kind of, I love the way that you put it, things were just falling right into place, and that's the visual they give me. It's just like you standing there, well, let's say a person standing there, and it's like, and I see things, it's a very hard visual to describe, but things are just going click, 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 just as they are supposed to. So be willing to continue to venture in faith and just go with the flow, as it were. Now, is this your calling at this time right now? But this is going to lead into something even bigger for you. So right now, it is what it is, and it's supposed to be just as it is for right now, but it is leading into something bigger and better for you, which is going to be down the road, but it's kind of like you got to earn your whiskers first of all. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's a long process. I'm looking at a years-long process.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. But it's going to be so worth it. So absolutely, you are doing the right thing. So hang in there and continue on.
Awesome. Thank you, Debbie.
You're so very welcome. God bless.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye.
If you'd like to join us with the on-air segment, you need to listen to WGLQ 97.1. And if you can't pick that up wherever you're listening, you can call us at the radio station, 906-789-9700. Every Friday, we do that about 8:50 in the morning. And again, if you want to find out more about Debbie as well, you can go to her website, angelicencounters.com. Thank you very much for listening.